Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Reynold Levine, who is a resident of Piperville Road and also happens to be living next door to the proposed transformer station that is possibly going to be going along Piperville Road. Hi, Mr. Levine. Thanks for being available to talk on the phone. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Okay. So tell me what you know about the transformer station that they want to put beside your house.
Well, it's to supply more power to Palbeck Spring area. That's why they're building this, because they're short in power, I guess. So it's going to be a building that you won't really see. It's in the back, supposedly. Like, it's still in starting the process. I don't even know if they're going to build it. They were doing some tests last week, ground tests, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you had mentioned that they were doing ground tests. So what are they testing for? Do you know?
Well, I guess they're putting the building, so they want to know if the ground is suitable for that building, I would imagine.
Okay, and would it be a very big building?
Well, I don't, they didn't say how big was the building yet.
Noisy, those large transformers is, are you
We did ask them, and they said there was no noise coming out of it. It's a distribution center, right? It's going to hook up to the big lines that we have right across my house.
Right.
And it's distribute. The noise factor, they said there was no noise coming out of it.
Really?
Is it true? We'll soon find out.
Yeah, that's right. We'll find out. You'll find out.
Yeah, well, it's far from my house. And the other neighbor is going to be about, I'd say, a few hundred feet from it.
Oh, okay. So it might have more effect on them.
Yes, because we have the huge power line separating my land with what they're building.
Right.
So it's probably, a few thousand feet.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you've got those, the big transmission lines that run all the way from, I think they go from like Ottawa to Cornwall or something like that. Is that right?
Exactly. And I'm right beside.
Okay. Okay. Are you concerned about the effect on you that the building of this thing might have, or?
Not really. They're building them everywhere. We did a bit of research on it. There's no issues to me. I'd rather have a building like this than a neighbor that's noisy and party time. So I built in this corner because I don't have any neighbors.
Right.
That's why 30 years ago I purchased this land, because there's no neighbors nowhere.
Right. And who owns that land where the hydro... transformer is supposed to go?
It's one of the neighbors that sold it to the...
to Ottawa Hydro?
I don't know if it's Ottawa. Yeah, it's Ottawa Hydro. It's not Hydro One. It's Ottawa Hydro, I think, that
right.
looks after that.
Right. We don't have a lot of time, although we've got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything you want to say in particular?
Well, hopefully it won't be noisy and everything's going to go right.
There you go. Hopefully that's how it turns out for you. Okay.
Well, they do need power, so what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
The story is on that. They were asking to build around 417 and Anderson, and the Green Belt didn't want to sell any land.
Oh, I see. So that's how they ended up over on Piperville.
Exactly, because that's private land here.
Right, exactly, that they could just buy it and then deal with it. But I understand I think you said the transformer is going to be quite far back on the property. Is it a very big property?
Yeah, they bought 4 acres.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
supposedly it's in the back,
mm-hmm.
and they'll do like big lump of dirt so we don't see it. And they'll plant lots of trees, supposedly.
Oh, okay. So like a berm and then a tree screen or whatever.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Good. Well, thanks very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time.
You have a nice day.
You too. Thanks,
Ken.
I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.